Ken Rudin is with us, and Ken, as you've been reporting, Wall Street isn't the only place that doesn't like the administration's proposed budget. There are some governors across the country who don't like it either.
Well, there are some there are some Republican governors who are actually split. There's a major split in the Republican Party, and we saw that during the $787 billion stimulus package that was passed by Congress last week. And there were some governors, like Governor Schwarzenegger in California and Charlie Crist of Florida, who really want the money. They need the money. There are massive deficits in their states, and they want to any infusion of federal money helps them. But there are others, like Bobby Jindal of Louisiana, Rick Perry of Texas, Mark Sanford of South Carolina, Haley Barbour of Mississippi, all in the South, interestingly. But they are mostly on philosophical grounds. They're questioning whether they need to take all the money that's being offered by Washington. And their argument is that if they get an infusion of money, which helps them build up, for example, the Medicaid program, and then when the federal money runs out 2 years later, where do they get the extra money from? So some people are saying it's playing politics, but the others are saying this is a philosophical disagreement between the conservative Republican, small R Republican, and a big government, like a big government liberal like the Obama administration, and that's splitting the Republican Party.
Well, you talked a little bit about Bobby Jindal, and Mr. Jindal gave the response to President Obama's speech this week to a joint session of Congress, and his presentation was not exactly well received.
Well, it was especially disappointing if you expected more from Bobby Jindal, because he's always been sold as the new face of the Republican Party, a rising leader, perhaps even a candidate in 2012. The fact that some people are talking about 2012 and it's February 2009 is mind-boggling to me, but still people are talking about it. But Bobby Jindal was always thought of, very smart, very successful.
He's a brilliant man.
And he was also, he was elected because of federal problems with the funding of trying to help victims of Hurricane Katrina. So it was kind of interesting during his response to the president, him criticizing federal assistance. He said that we're wasting money, for example, on tornado investigation, in advance. I mean, for somebody who stayed desperately needed government money, whether it was...
I think you mean volcano.
Volcano, exactly. Yeah. I'm sorry. But what was interesting, though, is that for a state that so desperately needs government funding in the fact that hurricanes happen so often, for him to criticize government spending, it just seemed a little disingenuous.
So do you think he was going to be well-received because of his philosophical objections, or maybe he's trying to get something he shouldn't be getting, or what?
Well, again, there is a philosophical – I mean, he's trying to sell himself to the Republican Party as a small government conservative, which is interesting because for so many of these conservatives, the last 8 years under President Bush, there was an increase in spending, increase in the deficit, no vetoes on so many earmarks, and yet a lot of Republicans stayed silent. So a lot of people are saying it's a little hypocritical to hear them complain now. But of course, it's always easier, or in my opinion, it's always easier to be in the opposition rather than defend an unpopular administration.
It's got to be hard to follow any new president who's giving a speech to a session of Congress. Have there been any other people who have done that and have had trouble that have gone on to do well?
Well, I mean, one example where I think of somebody who did not go on to do well is Jimmy Carter in 1979, who tried to convince the American people that there was a big energy crisis. I think in his first speech to the American people, he showed up wearing a cardigan sweater, which people rolled their eyes and saying, no, this is not working. And then he talked about the energy crisis being the moral equivalent of war. And of course, we all walked around saying the acronym meow, and we're going meow, meow, meow all day. But Bill Clinton in 1992, Ronald Reagan in 1980, both elected on economic problems in the country. And by many, or by some accounts, their administrations were successful.
NPR's political editor Ken Rudin joined us in our Washington studio. Please read his blog, Political Junkie, at npr.org. Ken, thank you.
Meow.